residential technology, lighting specialist to residential technology.
Welcome to Residential Tech Talks. I'm Jeremy Glowacki, executive editor of Residential Tech Today. On this week's podcast, I'm joined by two very important members of the Cedia Expo 2021 planning team. Jason McGraw, Vice President of Cedia Expo for the show's management and ownership company, Emerald, is here to give us the more high-level view of the return of the in-person event this September 1st through 3rd. And Samantha Ventura, Senior VP of Education and Training at Cedia, will provide some guidance about what we should know regarding classes and training that is planned for this fall at the Indiana Convention Center. Amanda and Jason, welcome to the podcast. It's great to see you before things start getting too crazy in the run-up to Cedia Expo.
Wonderful to be here. Thanks.
Thanks, Jeremy. They're actually crazy right now, so.
I figured I was imagining that there is probably no break in the summer for you. So apologies for that assumption. But I wanted to start with you, Jason. This is your first Cedia Expo in this role. After a long career in conference and expo management planning, you most recently were with AVIXA, of course, and the Infocom show. With the past year just being 2020 being unlike anything else that we've gone through as a society, and not to mention trade shows and in-person events just being turned upside down. It can't have been an easy transition for you into a new role. What has it been like trying to figure out a new roadmap to get things up and going in person again?
Yeah, it's definitely been interesting. I've had the good fortune over the years to have attended Cedia Expo in the past when I worked on the Infocom show. As many know, AVIXA and Cedia are partners on the Integrated Systems Europe show. And so I've had a long history in my past of working with Cedia organization and staff and also attending the Cedia Expo. And certainly between Infocom and Cedia, there's a lot of common exhibitor brands. So I definitely have a familiarity, with the show and the marketplace. Certainly most of my career with AVIXA was focusing on the commercial side of the house. And now we're looking inside the house at the Cedia market. But it's really exciting for me. I mean, I certainly love technology, I love organizing events. So it was a great combination, a great opportunity for me to join Emerald last fall and get the opportunity to lead the Cedia Expo. And I also oversee the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show that Emerald manages for the National Kitchen and Bath Association, which is co-located with the International Builders Show coming up in February. So now I'm fully immersed in the home and home technology industry. So it's exciting to get back. Yes, this past year has been incredible, devastating, shocking, unexpected. Everybody's had to adjust and pivot and face a new reality and still go forward, right? We've all been working remotely from home. That's certainly impacted technology in the home, which we're going to be addressing at Cedia Expo this fall, clearly. But, we had a virtual event last September, which, kind of quick to, shift gears and say, oh, we're not doing an in-person show. We've got to do a virtual show. And, and that went off. It was okay. But it's been almost 2 years since meeting in person. And, something's been missing for everyone. There haven't been any events to go to in the industry. No opportunities for face-to-face training and engagement and networking and seeing new products firsthand. So we think it's essential to get back to business, to be in person this September in Indianapolis. And we're really excited to be planning for that experience.
I want to get Samantha in on the conversation here, and then we'll circle back, Jason, and talk some more about some of that planning. But Samantha, so you've already been looking at in-person training opportunities for Cedia. Has that gotten underway yet? I know that it's on the schedule. Have you had some in-person events?
Yes, we have. And we've had some at our headquarters in Indy, and then, of course, in the UK as well. And they have been attended well. And, you know, as Jason mentioned, people just would love to get back to business and also see other people and learn in person. And I will echo Jason's thoughts. It was a really tough year, personally and professionally, for everybody. And we have a unique opportunity as, you know, a member association who is a supportive largely of the industry. We felt it was really important for us to meet the needs of our members and also just the industry at large. It was really tough last year, and to have a fully virtual event, we did our very, very best, and we used some of the findings from last year to inform how we're doing it this year. And so you're going to see a virtual element still there. So I think that there can be truly a silver lining in every cloud, really. And in this case for us, we really evolved what our programming was and how our reach could be, and kind of defibbed a little bit of our, I kind of say, bring it back to life a little bit, our programming, and maybe bring in a few things that we would not necessarily have thought about before. You know, it also pushed us with certification. We know that we will always have our in-person certifications available to take our testing, but we also then moved to online as well for that. So we knew we were going to head towards that, but to have the need there, you know, necessity never made a good bargain. And for us, it was a time for us to figure out a way to meet the needs of everybody as best we can, while still recognizing personally, many of us were struggling as well last year and still into this year. So I think we're in a very interesting situation. And as Jason mentioned, it's just exciting to be able to offer this event in person. And of course, right here in our home, Indy, it just came together all very, very well. And so we're hoping to that the strength of what we've been offering at headquarters and the numbers and the attendance will really show us and illustrate for us that a lot of people are ready to come and be with us in person. And of course, if they can't because of travel restrictions, et cetera, we're still going to have the virtual element, but we're just excited to have everybody back home with us at Expo this year.
Yeah, I noticed that. Obviously, I'm based in the Indy area, so I'm happy that it's located locally. For me, that takes a lot of the stress out of it. Mm-hmm. However, I did just return from vacation in Orlando and went to the Disney parks, where things are starting to return to some semblance of what it used to be prior to the pandemic. So I'm comfortable now, finally. I think, mm-hmm. you know, fully vaccinated family, which is great. And I think when people start to get out in the world and expand their horizons beyond their local community, it opens your eyes that, okay, we can do this. Mm-hmm. you just have to get that confidence back and then follow the rules where they exist. Certain things like flights and mm-hmm. expos and things you're going to wear your mask and be safe. But I would say that, Jason, from a planning standpoint, does it help to have at least a component, the CEDIA education arm of the show, locally based? It seems like that must help a little bit in the grand scheme of planning. There's got to be something that is easier here rather than a challenge, because it's back to what it used to be.
Well, no doubt. I was fortunate to, with some of my colleagues, to have a site visit of the Indiana Convention Center back in April, and we're able to meet up with all of our colleagues from CEDIA, and also got a great tour of the CEDIA headquarters, excellent facility, and really a show place for the industry. So hopefully everybody will get an opportunity down the road to stop in and check it out. Having the opportunity in Indianapolis right now, they are hosting other trade shows. In fact, there's the Sweets and Snacks Expo next week here at the end of June. And, you know, Jen Roth from the CEDIA team is going to stop in and check it out for us and see how it's going. But, you know, they've, of course, had the Indianapolis 500. And the mm-hmm. city is definitely reopening. And we've been working very closely with the Convention Center and the City of Indianapolis and Visit Indy, Convention Bureau, regularly, almost weekly now. You know, how are things going? How are you changing your health and safety protocols, mask wearing mandates, et cetera, et cetera? You know, how many people are vaccinated in Indianapolis? Are the bars and restaurants reopening? Those kind of things. And the positive news is, yes, that's all happening. It's being mm-hmm. more conducive and positive environment for health and safety. Vaccination rates are increasing. Restrictions are decreasing. And we're looking forward to have a very healthy and safe show this September. And fully vaccinated individuals will not have to wear masks. So that's great news.
Oh, excellent. That's news to me.
That's breaking news, yeah. But we'll have an announcement shortly. You know, we're still working on, you know, social distancing and capacity issues. And of course, if you're unvaccinated, you know, as the CDC recommends, you should wear a mask. And that is our policy as well. So, you know, if you're not vaccinated, it's not a PSA here to go out and get vaccinated, but, you know, certainly helps. But we understand that people make different choices, have different health issues, et cetera.
Right.
But, you know, we're definitely, you know, we'll still have cleaning regimens and, you know, yeah, making sure the environment's safe and healthy for all who wish to attend the show. We understand that, you know, globally, there's still some travel restrictions and so forth. Yeah. And, you know, adding on what Samantha mentioned, I mean, we're trying to capture as much of the show and make it as available as possible, you know, with recording sessions on the show floor and then CETA conference program, having sessions on demand and working with our media partners to have, you know, more content aggregated from the show floor, having exhibitors have the ability to put content online through our show portal, those kind of things to make it accessible to all. So, you know, registration's been open now. We encourage everyone who wants to attend the show in person or to attend the show remotely to register for the show. And, you know, we've got hotel rooms there. I can report from my site visit trip that the city is wonderful, beautiful, walkable, clean, healthy, safe, and just a great environment to have an expo and a great place to bring your family. You know, you're just in Orlando, Jeremy, on vacation. Well, Indianapolis is a great place for vacation as well. They have wonderful museums, parks, trails, activities and attractions. And, you know, Indianapolis is also located within half the United States population within 500 miles. So
right,
it's a great drivable city, you know, between Cleveland and Chicago, you know, Midwest, easy to fly to, great airport. I could go on and on. Great bars and restaurants, as you know. but, <Yeah. laughs> you know, those are all the things that you look for when you're planning a convention and a trade show. You know, that do you have a great facility that's easy to do in a city that's easy to do business in and to travel to, and that has the hospitality and activities and entertainment that make for a great destination, a great experience. And that's really what we're focusing on, is having a great experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The return of in-person, you know, it's one of those things. When I was starting to think about it, you just get this lockdown mentality when you're trying to be safe and not venture out too far beyond your perimeter of your home. And I have to admit or acknowledge that I was sort of hesitant. Well, I don't know. I it's local, so I'm going to go, but I'm definitely going to, you know, be very safe. I'm not going to go out at night. I'm going to come back home because I'm local. This trip away, it just really started to let me feel like, okay, I am vaccinated. I'm going to trust the vaccination. I'm going to trust the protocols. We went to Disney because Disney's so strict, mm-hmm. and we thought if we're going to do something fun, we want it to be within a parameter of something where, yeah, Florida is pretty much unleashed, but we can go to the safe little pocket. And then they started reducing their restrictions while we were there. We kind of went through that kind of adjustment period together. Mm-hmm. And I turned to my wife the last night we were there, because we were in an enclosed space with a lot of people in a line, and they had put up sort of barriers around and helped to keep us separated slightly. But I said, this is truly post-pandemic mm-hmm. moment right here, because we're in an enclosed space with strangers. And you kind of just have to like let it happen at some point, but hope that everybody, and you see people wearing masks that still need it for whatever reason. And that's great. Samantha, there's an element to that in person that's just so important that I think we're getting to here for you in the training side. I know there's a hands-on element to what we do in this industry that can't be replicated with a virtual as much as you can do there. Can you talk about the blend of the what types of opportunities for training? Are there going to be there in person? And then the combination with the virtual, is there going to be a video taken of actual classes, or are you just doing like more of the testing and that type of thing?
So we are doing both. We're, well, let's back up for a second. You're exactly right that it doesn't matter what kind of class you're offering, whether it is technical in nature, so a boot camp style class, or even just a discussion-based workshop. It is so nice to have people there for organic conversation, and that just cannot be replicated typically online. It can be delivered well online, but there's just something about being able to be in person that really fosters really good discussion. And so, you know, me teaching now, this is my 26th year. I will tell you that when the move went to online over a decade ago, it was really hard for me to adopt this. And so it's forced me out of my comfort zone, even just over the last 10, 12 years, to figure out ways to make sure that when something is there as a convenience or as a necessity, you make it the best that it can be. And so that's what our frame of mind has been in the whole time. The good news with this is often we have considered the technical classes that are really in person, hands-on, to be the ones we've really kind of laid out in a way to be very organized, making sure that we're hitting every single thing, and largely left our business classes to kind of work through themselves, make sure, I mean, we have fabulous instructors anyway, so that's never been a worry, but this has now allowed us to be able to say, okay, let's audit our business class as well and figure out ways that we can also then implement things and not necessarily make assumptions that just because the way that they've been taught in the past is the way that they need to continue. So a lecture-based course, let's change it up. Let's make it a workshop style. Let's do what we can with the classroom size that we have and the amount that we're having in the classrooms. Let's make sure that they're learning from each other in a way that maybe before we wouldn't have necessarily thought of. So while we do have some tech and business, of course, we're having 42 business right now and 54 technical classes, which is a great amount. We will have some of them on demand later that are being recorded in person, and those are 22 of them. So you mentioned it. We have an all access pass. Somebody wants to come to the conference in person, we're so excited about that. And then they'll have access to the on demand later. And then, of course, some of those courses, 22 of them being recorded at the event to be put on demand later. And that's great too, because in the past we've had people say, you have such a huge lineup, we're missing something while we're there. We can't be in two places at once. So often they will send, you know, somebody within their business to one and then they'll go to the other and then they report back. Now we have 22 that we've chosen based on feedback and also what we think is a really good offering to tape there and then have put in the on-demand. So the one disappointment I will say is, you know, we're working real time here. Jason mentioned it here, hot off the press related to masks and everything, that there is no, you know, we say set in stone, as much as we love to make our events and everything very clear, crystal clear from the very beginning, we're still working real time. And so we've made choices based on things that we knew even just a month ago. And that was related to a lot of the boot camp style classes that we would have had, rack building, those types of things we just couldn't offer. And that was also because of social distancing. That's a disappointment for us. And we had to recognize and acknowledge that and realize that for some people wanting to bring their techs, this is going to be a bummer, honestly.
Yeah.
But then what do we get to offer instead? And so that's where we got to look at what the lineup has in it. And I'm just really proud of the merge of the technical classes with a real business element. So before, we kind of separated out, here's our business classes, here's our tech, and our instructors were really good about connecting those dots. Now we've been much more purposeful. So within your business classes, can you please make sure, evolve a little bit to make sure that for somebody in our industry who's a business owner wanting to know specifically, how do you sell this particular type of product or this particular, you know, thing that we've offered in the industry, what can we do? How do we speak better on that? Well, if we're going to teach you a good principle with sales, it should be for anything that you're selling. And so now having those elements added in, as opposed to just maybe a surface level sales class, has been able to allow us to be a little more specific. And so topics like ROI, RMR, project management, classes that we've evolved this year, I'm really, really excited about. And of course, next year, as you said, things are starting to settle down. I think we're what I would call on the in-between, not a Stranger Things reference, but just it is a Stranger Things to me. We're in the in-between where you look around and you're like, well, I think this is our normal now, not even just a new normal. This is where we are. And so next year, as we start to look to bring back those hands-on classes, we will still offer some of those ones that people have thought of as our tried and true. They get to bring their techs learn in person, and they also get to learn some of the higher level as a business owner classes. But for this year, we are excited about what we're offering. We think it's perfect for people coming right out of the pandemic, and there's truly going to be something for everybody. And we also have a lot of new instructors this year too, that we're super excited about getting involved. That's a benefit. Like, I think there was so much, not downtime. Everybody was busy last year, but time that was reflective. So for some people, mm-hmm. not necessarily considering themselves an instructor, this was a time for them to say, you know what, I see that they're putting in for their proposals, or having us put in for our proposals, I might want to do that. And so we really worked with some new instructors this year too. And that's exciting for us. So there was a lot of a good that came out of it too, in terms of how we could be reflective and look to add new elements in that we can then move on into next year as well. We're always a whip, a work in progress here. So as long as you're willing to embrace it, good things can come out of it. So really excited about that.
Well, we'll continue our conversation with Jason McGraw and Samantha Ventura after a short break.
For 25 years, Leon has been dedicated to creating innovative products that mix art with audio and design with technology. Knowing that technology is an integral part of modern interior design, Leon's collection of customizable speakers and technology concealment solutions is designed to deliver both sound and style to any space. From signature soundbars that seamlessly blend in with the display to art and frames that turn your TV into a work of art, Leon's products are built to order and handcrafted just for you to ensure a perfect match every time. Visit www.leonspeakers.com to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm talking with Jason McGraw and Samantha Ventura about Cedia Expo 2021. So Samantha, just to follow up on what you were saying in terms of the content, I'd love to learn a little bit more about the new instructors. The idea of fresh blood in the mix there is always a good thing. Get some new perspectives, some new voices. Is there anything you can reveal in terms of content there? Did that generate new ideas for classes, or were they filling spots for classes that you had created in the curriculum? How'd that all work?
Yeah, both. So always wanting to give a wonderful plug, a big plug for our CD Academy, our online learning management system. Again, brand new, a work in progress of 3 years that culminated this year into it being launched. Very successful, very excited about the classes we have in there. And this was a little bit of a learning curve. So some people would have come to us and said, I've seen some of the classes you're offering, and they don't necessarily have as much of the new to the industry flair. And it's like, well, that was very purposeful. We have a lot of classes, over 100 hours in our LMS now in the academy. We want people to take some of those that we feel you could do online and do very well learning. They're very experiential. And then we want you to come to like that next, if you would call it 200, 300 level at Expo. Mm. And so it is a little bit of a different, model, you would say. And so because of that, it drove probably when we were looking at our proposals that were being sent in, a feedback that for some of the people putting in proposals, this is good. This is probably what we've done before. What we'd like you to do is kind of think outside the box. And also let's think long-term. If you offer it this year, this way, what would you then put in for next year? We don't want it to be a one and done. We'd love to be able to evolve the class. So it's also then allowed us to think of how these could be an organic transition between years. And instead of just looking at 1 year, looking at like 3 years down the road. Because sometimes we'll have people say, this class was wonderful. We already took it. We'd love to see something different. Some of them need to be the same, really. There's something always new to add to those classes anyway, but some of them could definitely be evolved and then cycled back around. So that helped us understand that we were going to do that. And I think that was exciting for new instructors too. And for somebody brand new, not used to the typical process, they didn't know any different. So they're like, oh, okay, I guess this is just the way it goes. We have discussions back and forth, kind of evolve what we put in kind of figure out a better way to maybe offer this. And we had the chance for dialogue for that. Typically, we're so busy, and we were busy this year too, but to know that this was going to be something we're really going to dedicate a lot of time to allowed us to understand, okay, if this is what we're going to be doing, we need to be having conversations with a lot of people that put in their proposals, people who have either worked with us before or new. to the process and figure out how we can do the best we can, especially coming off last year that was all virtual. So we had a lot of opportunity. And of course, we have our tried and true coming back. We have Advanced Home Cinema Design Workshop with Anthony Grimani and of course, Guy Singleton. We have Jason Sayan, who's one of our wonderful instructors anyway for our COI program, doing great classes on processes and auditing different processes within your business. Of course, Mike Maniscalco doing cybersecurity, Leslie Shiner's Courtney Berg doing business class. I mean, I could name so many of them, and we have them coming back. Jason Griffin, one of my favorite people to read what he puts out there. I love what he writes. To hear him teach is fantastic. And he's doing one on culture building. So these are so important for our business owners who turn around and wonder, hey, what's going on with our retention of employees? What's going on with turnover? Well, let's talk about your practices and processes. You know, again, tech class is fantastic, but the business flair and element we're putting into them and for our standalone business classes, wonderful for our business owners wanting to learn some new things this year. Really, really great.
Great. Jason, I want to get into what's exciting about the show itself and on the show floor, but one just like little bit of a snag there before we go there. Are there any companies that just cannot exhibit, like big name companies, just because of logistics and that type of thing at this point? Are we looking, your supervisor telling you not to comment. I think, right there.
I was trying to see if that was my dog or Samantha's dog.
That's not yours.
I heard my lab in the Samantha's background earlier, and I texted my wife and told her to say shush. Sorry.
That's okay. We're a dog-friendly show.
The reality of working from home, right? You know, nearly all of our major brands have returned to the show with similar space sizes as in the past. You know, we're also excited to have Crestron back in the show. They were supposed to be in last year, but then COVID happened and did the virtual event. But, you know, Crestron's our largest exhibitor this year. Sony, Samsung, Harman, Elan, Nortec Group, LG, URC, Origin Acoustics, Yamaha, Savant, Snap AV, Control 4, Lutron, ADI. I mean, we have all the major brands, you know, showing their products at the show floor, which is great. We have unfortunately lost a number of international brands who, you know, for travel restrictions, shipping, supply chain issues, are having issues coming to the show this year. Totally understandable. And they've all said, hey, where's the contract? We're going to resign for 22 and see you in Dallas next year. So really positive. You know, there's been some, you know, domestic brands, some smaller companies that have had challenges and made a choice this year not to join us, unfortunately. But overall, I mean, we'll have over 250 brands on the show floor, you know, well over 100,000 square feet of exhibits. It's still going to be a massive event. Thousands and thousands of attendees will come. You know, we've already had over 1,000 people register in just the first week since we opened up registration. So, hotel room reservations are picking up. We have plenty of rooms. So it's going to be a great show. And the whole gamut of product will be there. And, you know, I wanted to touch on, you know, this year, you know, in addition to the education, you know, having new, you know, there's, you know, we're talking about new trends. We have an innovation hub presentation area on the floor where we're talking about work from home technologies, resi-mercial, outdoor living, lighting, security, smart water. You know, these trends that are happening in the industry that attendees need to capitalize on and learn about and learn how to implement new technologies. We've seen a big crossover in commercial and enterprise grade products coming into the home, especially we talk about home office solutions. You know, you go from the boardroom to your home office, and you need to have the same capabilities. You need to have a robust network. You need to have camera and lighting control. You need to have a great collaboration solution for your home office. There's ergonomics, design, acoustics, lighting control, you know, all these factors that go into having a great office experience at home that, you know, heretofore, most of the residential channel hasn't had to deal with in the past. You know, so there's a lot of learning opportunity there. At the same time, you know, there's advances in display technology, audio technology, signal distribution, control. You know, things are changing rapidly. And again, this is the opportunity to get back there, to see the new products, talk directly with the manufacturer's personnel on the show floor. You know, we're bringing back what was known as the Innovation Alley or Rookie Row back in the day. It's called the Launch Pad now, and it's really featuring new to market companies and also companies that are part of the CDF Propel program as well. We have our Tech Starter program that'll be a judged program. So we'll select the top new company entering the market that participates in the show. We'll still have our smart stage where we're talking about these industry trends that I just touched on. You know, and we're also excited to bring back the CE Pro All-Star Band for Wednesday night after our awards program on the show floor. And everybody will be able to have a beer. They haven't advanced technology yet that you can have a beer online. You know, I mean, yes, there's virtual happy hours where we can each have our own beer, but to actually be physically there and drinking a cold beer, I think will be fantastic, listening to some great music after a full day on the show floor. So I'm really excited about it. I'm very passionate about technology. So it's really cool as an AV geek to get back and see and listen and touch and feel the technology to get a better understanding of how it all goes together. Another a key trend is around wellness, obviously, not just, you know, hygiene and, you know, any, you know, disinfection and, you know, clean surfaces and all that, but more, you know, about our personal wellness, our health, our living environment, you know, air filtration, water filtration, lighting, you know, just the whole zenness, if you will, of, you know, we're spending so much time at home. You know, we're investing more in our homes. Clearly, the home building industry, the remodeling industry has taken off like wildfire over the last 18 months. And we see that it'll continue on. So there's great opportunities for integrators to, you know, speak with their customers and look at new solutions. And even, you know, fitness technology. I mean, there's just so many new areas of opportunity to engage customers at home and integrate those systems together for a greater experience. And, you know, so we're seeing all that come together at this year's show. It's an exciting time. I think it's exciting to get back in person to make those connections to see the products. And, you know, we'll still have sound rooms. We still have manufactured product training sessions. We'll still have high performance audio rooms at the show. So, you know, all those things that you've known and loved over the years, if you've been a past attendee, you'll be able to take advantage of that. At the same time, if you're new to the industry, you know, not, you know, or coming into it from, you know, one of many different tangent industry segments and you're getting involved, it's just a great opportunity. So you can learn, see, connect, and, you know, it's a great opportunity. So that, that FOMO of, you know, missing out on getting back in person, I hope you have it. So so you plan to register and be there with us.
Well, I think if we can all get over the hump in terms of the comfort level of getting out in the world again, and I think a lot of folks in the industry are out in the world. They've been working in the world for the entire time because they've been an essential a part of this return. And I think if they can get the time to get away because they are so busy, this is a great way to just sort of reinvigorate the in-person event space. And you've made a great case for it. It sounds like going back to home for me for the event. And I think we'll see a great step forward. So Samantha, do you have anything else to add before I wrap up here and give us some links to where to go?
Sure. Well, I was going to echo what Jason's saying. There's just, I remember my first expo a few years back, and the show floor is just awesome. I mean, there's just no other way to describe it. You walk onto the show floor, there's a buzz, it's exciting. Even those people who think they stay very, very current on trends, and they do, there's just still something that you were not expecting.
Right.
And we do our very best with the conference to try to tie in, you know, knowledge is power for us. So we always try to make sure before you get involved in something that could be, you know, a business opportunity for you, let us help you understand the technology behind it, the true theoretical behind something that you're just going to go out and potentially use. Of course, we're always brand agnostic with our classes. We do that for a reason, to stay true to, you know, the industry and our members and everything else. But we have sessions this year for Ask the Experts. We are so excited about these. We introduced those last year, and often, you know, our tried and true veterans in this industry who come and speak on business practices or different things will be asked often from people after they've walked the floor, what do you think about this new type of, you know, this, that, or that, or, you know, mm-hmm. are you seeing a trend of people really wanting lighting in the house that's much more focused on wellness, as Jason mentioned, as opposed to aesthetics? Like, what are you seeing? And so I think it's wonderful to be able to match that excitement, that buzz, with also that foundational, hey, now we can also help you have a better understanding of how to implement. It's not just aspirational. It can be actually very actionable for you, whether you come from a small or a large business. That makes me really proud that we've partnered, you know, as we partner with Emerald and always making sure that we're going back and forth. I mean, Jason and I have had such a good relationship this year and last year, making sure that once he came on board, we're really staying really focused on combined efforts to make this the best overall experience for somebody coming, wanting to experience, aspire to things, learn, and then of course, take that information back to their business to implement and make it even more successful and relevant. So I just wanted to add that really excited about those Ask the Experts, something we added last year, and we will always continue to do that. That was one of the most, our feedback was really good. It was one of the most loved things we offered that last year, and we're really excited about it this year.
So can you just dive a little bit deeper into the Ask the Expert for me, and what that experience is going to look like?
Sure. Well, I mean, it's almost like you imagine a panel, if you will, and it's mm-hmm. very open. And I love that it's open because it adds a very organic element to the dialogue. So we have some real veteran instructors for us and veterans in the industry, I would call them, coming in, and you can ask questions related to the topic at hand. So we have one on direct accounts, regional distribution, how that impacts your business. We have others on systems and processing and business practices in general. And often, like last year, what we saw was in this open forum, and people were putting questions into the chat about things that they have maybe been wondering about, you know, for years, and just wanted to hear from somebody, you know, what does this mean to you? Has it been important? What are some of the pitfalls you saw with this? Mm-hmm. And so often we don't have enough time within our classes to be able to ask or to add a lot of Q&A time at the end. And so that was right. one of the things from feedback every year I was seeing, where it's like, if I could only have 20 more minutes with this person, it would just make my life. And it's like, well, I don't know if we can do that, but we could certainly open it up for an hour and a half session so that you can drop in, make that an actual class time for yourself. And you come in and have that opportunity to learn from your peers and think about questions that maybe you didn't even know you had, and get more okay. knowledge through their questions and answers. So it's a less traditional way of learning, but a really, right. really effective one.
Okay. So it's going to be like a classroom setting, mm-hmm. but just a more open
yes.
dialogue.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And Jason, one last thing, you've announced the keynote. So that's something else to get excited about. But what can you tell us about our keynote speaker?
Well, Poppy Crum from Dolby, you know, fantastic speaker,
fantastic.
Really forward thinking and forward looking. And I think that's a kind of, you know, reinforces the message we've just been discussing today, is that, you know, it's a new environment that we're in today, and businesses, to be competitive, have to be forward thinking. And, you know, so, you know, having a thought leadership from Poppy, you know, in the keynote and throughout the programming that CD is offering at the show floor sessions on our Smart Stage and Innovation Hub, and directly from the manufacturers themselves, you're going to find out what's next, but more importantly, challenge your thinking about how do you expand your business in this new environment? How do you take advantage of new opportunities? How do you, you know, work more meaningfully with your customer? And how do you look outside and establish new connections with other resources and other groups. You know, one of the initiatives that we have at the show this year and we focused on the last few years is trying to bring, you know, more builders, more architects, more designers, interior designers, folks from the kitchen and bath industry, from the home interior and home design industry to the show. They're the ones that are partnering with the integrators to deliver the solutions in today's modern homes and remodeling projects and really connect with the homeowner. And so if you build strong relationships across the trades and across the industry, you can grow your business in new and meaningful ways. And so understanding not only the technology and how it works, but the application of it and you know, putting yourself in the customer's shoes, how do they understand this technology? How do you build a better experience for them? That's the message and theme in the show is, you know, moving forward, getting back to business, taking advantage of new opportunities, thinking differently. And so, you know, I think that's reflected not only in our keynote with Poppy Crum, but the entire show this year. So it's going to be refreshing, not only to get back together, but exciting at the same time. So, you know, hey, if you're no matter what, you should feel confident and safe to travel to the show. You know, even if you're vaccinated, my son still wears a mask. You know, he's fully vaccinated. Yeah. So, I mean, do what you need to do to feel comfortable and safe. And, you know, so
right.
I would just leave with that message that, you know, we're focusing more. We're assuming it's a healthy and safe environment at this point and will be. We're focusing more on the content, the attractions, the exhibits, the products, the reasons that you know and love for coming to CD Expo, and very excited to see everybody there. So definitely welcome everybody, and so go to CDExpo.com and check out the show website, link to register, see all the courses on there, see all the exhibitors, our current floor plans on there. Connect with brands and look forward to a great event.
Jason McGraw and Samantha Ventura, thanks so much for joining me today to discuss CEDIA Expo 2021. I'm excited and ready to go when the summer ends. So I appreciate you getting us all enthusiastic about it and feeling confident about it. So thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having
thanks,
me.
Thanks, Jeremy. Take care.
And that wraps up today's show. If you're new to Residential Tech Talks, please subscribe to the weekly show and consider rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts. Also, check out all the latest residential tech news at the magazine's website, restechtoday.com, where you can also subscribe to the bi-monthly magazine and to our Tuesday and Friday virtual newsletters. Until next time, please stay safe, stay inspired, and let us know if you have a great story to tell.
Residential Tech Talks. Lighting specialist to Residential Tech Talks.